You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM right here in Jump Town.
Thank you.
And continuing on with Jazz in the Afternoon, this is Nick Effro. We just heard Greg Osby and his group from his CD, Public. Nicholas Payton was playing the trumpet there. Robert Hurst on bass, Rodney Green on drums, and Megumi Yonezawa on piano. Sure Enough, the name of the tune. And I'm sitting here live on the George Page Master Blaster Memorial Studio. And I'm getting my voice together. Got my fingernails finely tuned, so maybe I can hit the right buttons here. Let's go to Birdland.
How about a big hand for Art Blakey? Art Blakey and his wonderful all-star. We'll be right back.
This is Jazz in the Afternoon on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. It was Count Basie, a thing he called Good Time Blues. And before that, we went back to 1954 with Art Blakey Quintet and Wee Dot, which is a tune that was written by J.J. Johnson and Leo Parker. Pee Wee Marquette giving the introduction. All right, here's a tune that I thought I could live without for the rest of my life. I could get along just fine without ever hearing this tune again, but until I heard this version of Take Five.
Get back to the back to get 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 the back KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the Spiral Rhythms 2006. This year's Spiral Rhythms will feature 4 days of music and magic from Mother Earth. Mark your calendars for June 1st through the 4th and participate in pagan rituals, campfire jams, drum circles, and workshops on music, magic, and the environment. This year's Spiral Rhythms Festival will be held in Klickitat, Washington. Music performed by Jim Page, Danny Dollinger, Peg Millett, Betsy Holt, and many more. That's Thursday, June 1st through Sunday, June 4th. Get more info at spiralrhythms.org.
All right, that last thing we heard, take five, was Brazilian guitarist, singer, Philo Machado, and I believe he had his brother, Celso Machado, with him. And it's from a CD called Cantando Samba, Take Five, on the Malandro label, which is actually a pretty good label for Brazilian jazz. Malandro. All right, I heard today that it's Louis Hayes' birthday, and I don't know how old he is today, but I know he was, I'm pretty sure he was a teenager when he made this, might be his debut recording with Horace Silver.
Thank you.
A tune called The Brazilian Song. Tom Harrell composition. Tom Harrell, the great trumpeter on this record called Form. And he had some great guys with him on this 1990 New York City record date. Joe Lovano on tenor. Danilo Perez on piano, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. And then before that, Horace Silver, Six Pieces of Silver, his Blue Note recording, recorded back in 1956. And it was Louis Hayes, the drummer's record debut, I believe. And about 99% sure he was still in his teens. Donald Byrd was on trumpet. Hank Mobley on tenor. Horace Silver on piano. Doug Watkins on bass. And Louis Hayes. And the reason I'm talking about Louis Hayes is because it's his birthday today. All right, this is Jazz in the Afternoon. My name's Nick Geffro, and let's play on nice blues.
Did you ever wake up in the morning feeling in an awful way? Did you ever wake up in the morning feeling in an awful way? Cause your gal's mind keeps changing faster than the time of day. Sometimes I feel like traveling, then again I feel so broken down. Sometimes I feel like traveling, then again I feel so broken down. Then again I get that same feeling, my gal don't want me hanging around. Back to New York City to see what's there for me. So I guess it's back to New York City, see what's there for me. Cause these gals here in New Orleans ain't what they used to be. Thank you.
The great New Yorkerican piano player who's just at home in the jazz world as he is in the Latin world. Here he has an album out. By the way, Hilton Ruiz, the last I heard, was in a coma in New Orleans. It was reported at first that he was beat up outside of a club. But now, now they're saying that they think he fell and hit his head on a curb. But he's in a coma. This happened last week in New Orleans. So our heart goes out to Hilton Ruiz. This was from 1984. Hilton on piano. Major Holly on bass. Ed Blackwell on drums. Ray Barreto on the congas. And, of course, Stolen Moments, Oliver Nelson's great tune. Before that, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson from back in the 40s, Wandering Mind Blues. This is Jazz in the Afternoon. My name's Nick Geffro, and here's Dave Douglas. Thank you.
J.J. Johnson of KBOO's Jade Place.
And I'm Shaheed Hamid of The Essence of Soul. And on Thursday, June 29th, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.,
we'd like to invite you to Blues on the Boo.
We'll give you some history, some commentary, but most of all, some of the best blues in town with such great blues musicians as
B.B. King,
Coco Taylor,
Muddy Waters,
Etta James,
Robert Cray,
Denise LaSalle,
Bobby Bland,
Linda Hornbuckle,
Buddy Guy, and much, much more. This will be a preview of the Waterfront Blues Festival, which begins on Friday, June 30th.
So if you love the blues, join us, Shaheed Hamid and J.J. Johnson, on Thursday, June the 29th, from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. for Blues on the Boo here on Community Radio 90.7, where it all started. The Blues, the Boo, and you, baby, tune in.
Oh, baby, that's the best movie I've seen all year. Hey, Joey, Idris, let's go.
Thank you.
They kind of cut that off a little bit quick there at the end. I don't like that when they do that. A group that call themselves the Essence All-Stars. That was Joey DeFrancesco and Reuben Wilson teaming up on the two B3s. Idris Muhammad on drums, Josh Roseman on trombone. Papo Pepin was on the bongos. And, boy, I don't know if all these people were on that cut. Uptown Blues, the name of the tune. And before that, Dave Douglas from his CD, The Infinite, and we heard Deluge. And along with Dave Douglas on trumpet, Chris Potter on tenor, Yuri Kane was on the keyboards, James Jenis on bass, Clarence Penn on the drums, and Joe, yeah, that was it. Nice little quintet. All right, this is Jazz in the Afternoon. My name's Nick Geffro. Let's go take a stroll down memory lane here. Go back to about 1952.